Do it.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wait.
I don't know what happened, but we did some.
Like, I don't even know what it did. It just worked. All that matters. It worked. I don't even care anymore. I'm just happy.
Oh, shit.
For fuck's sake, we can actually finally do our intro now, can't we?
Yeah.
So did you want to do it, or was I going to?
You're the host of the right now. Come on.
First show jitters. But hello and welcome, everybody. My name is Eric. This is my co-host, ex-lover and best friend, Kat. And this is our new show. It's the Kink Corner Podcast.
You couldn't lead with best friend first? Wait a minute.
What?
You couldn't lead with best friend?
Are you really upset at the hierarchy in which I've placed you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fine. Take two. With me is my best friend, my co-host, and she just so happens to be an ex-girlfriend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely, vivacious Katrina.
Hi.
I give you that whole fucking intro, man. And all you got is, hi.
Hi. I am high, but always welcome to Chit Chat. So, I may have had smoked a lot since we've been going back and forth.
You are so fucking high right now.
Yes.
I'm taking control.
It's the best time.
Yeah, so basically, guys, we're putting this podcast together because, being completely honest, We love talking about sex. Well, we love sex too. Don't get it wrong. We love sex. But we also like talking about it just as much. And here's the problem. There's such a negative stigma behind sex. People are afraid to talk about it. It's all taboo, hush, hush. Yeah, we're not cut from that mold.
Not at all.
No, we talk about sex and it doesn't matter where we'll talk about sex at. And so we figured there's got to be other people out there that just want to listen to people talk about sex or even include themselves in the conversation. Like, so this is what we've done. We have made this podcast. Everything is on the table. Nothing is off limits. We don't care how kinky it is. Actually, depending on the subject, the kinkier the better.
Depending on the subject.
Okay, so we all have our hard limits, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, we said everything's off limits. So apparently, hopefully sometime down the road, somebody will find out, how come you guys never talk about scat? And then eventually we're going to have to talk about it because that's just what the fuck we do. Hopefully it's far down the road. Like I said, I got my hard limits. I ain't gonna do it, but hey, if you guys want us to talk about it, we'll talk about it. As far as scat goes, I hope they're not looking for like any fucking experience because neither of us have that. As far as that goes.
But and there is some experience and some stories, but not that.
Oh yeah. We are going to regale you or horrify you with our previous sexcapades. Not to sound like a slut, I have a few, but they're entertaining as fuck. That I can tell you.
I wouldn't call myself a slut, but I'm definitely a hoe.
Yeah, okay. No, first of all, no. You can't even put yourself in that category. Like once you get married. Was that a cough? What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I was smoking the vape after I hit the pipe, and I was like, "What?"
I hear sound like a fucking amateur. Come on, you're not gonna lose your head.
Hey, I ain't ashamed of coughing. At least I know I'm getting hot. Don't mind me.
I literally just took a hit. That's the only reason why I had to pause.
I thought you were judging me.
What? Oh my God, what have I ever judged you? I'm sorry. But I feel like once you get married, you're not allowed, you're not even allowed to have the label slut anymore.
Oh, because I'm married?
Yes. Yes. I mean, how slutty can you be once you get married? I mean, as far as with your significant other, absolutely. All the after, I feel like you better be fucking slutty, you know, with your significant other when you're married. Like, that shit's weird.
For the rest of my life, I'm gonna let my husband know. He can always get it.
And you know what? I think that should be a regular thing in relationships. I think sex should never be scheduled.
No.
There's people out here who schedule sex, and I just think that blows my fucking mind, because where is the fun in that?
I don't really like the question of, are you feeling like sex right now? I don't like the blunt question.
I've never asked a woman, do you want to have sex? I've never in a day asked a woman that. But I feel like that's probably because I know vibes and I can read a room. But
as
I
long
feel
as
like
you
it's,
hear a yes somewhere.
Huh?
As long as you hear a yes, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I feel like that. And I feel like that's how it should be. Like, hey, you know, kiss on the neck. See the vibe you get. You know, she gets the shrug. Stop. Now that is key. That is key. Because you got to be careful. We are in the era of Me Too now. You can't listen to stop and think that signal for keep going. Can't do that anymore. It's not like that. I'm scared of shit. You know what I'm saying?
You're married,
so you have nothing to worry about.
My hands will go up. I said, if I hear that from another girl, my hands go up. From a guy, anyone. Hands up. Because now you don't know. You have to sit there and be like, do you really want me to stop or?
Right. And I don't know what to do. Like, at this point, I'm nervous. I am nervous. I don't know what to do. I'm sweating. I'm big. I'm black. Nine out of ten basic white women will probably believe I'm trying to steal the fucking purse. So, you know, I don't put nothing past nobody anymore. No, at this point, I'm putting out NDAs. We putting out contracts before I had sex with somebody. It's gotten that bad. They say, hey, could you just sign this right here? What is this? Oh, this is just saying that you're completely compliant and us having sex. You need me to sign a contract? Bitch, do you see what's going on out here today? You're not having me locked up.
Locked up, they won't let me in.
And I walk, you know, and you know me, I walk. I like the hair pulling and the ass making and the tying up, you know, and the ball gags and all that. That's my lane. So especially in this time, oh no, we got to sign contracts. Got to be signed before we go that far. But that's me. You're married, so I feel like that stuff you don't have to worry about.
I mean, that's what people think. That's what people think. I feel like this first episode is based off consent, and I love it. But being married doesn't always mean a yes. That does not always mean a yes. You can say, no, I don't feel like it. And if they still try, that's fucked up. No. Yeah. So I'm married, yes. But you have to also keep in mind, I am in a open and poly. I am polyamorous. So, you know, my life can get kind of crazy. I'm sure you know.
Oh, I have all the inside scoop, but it's not my business to put out there. So I ain't fit to say nothing.
I know, and I thank you for that. But you know, if my husband ain't feeling it, I ain't gonna push it, and he's the same way. That's how it's supposed to be. So because you're married doesn't mean you get it all the time.
Well, especially in the aspect of being poly, because, I mean, like, at that point, it's like, okay, well, if one person's in the mood, well, let me go see if the other person's in the mood.
Yes and no. Because
yes and no.
Yes and no. Because of the fact that sometimes you just want that specific person. That one person. I'm going to want my husband. But I know I have this option. I'm like, I'm not feeling it today. It's a different vibe. You know, you want that connection.
Yeah, the connection has to be there. But, I think connections in the space of sex is a little overrated. And I'm only saying that because I truly feel like you do not need to have a super strong connection with somebody to have sex with them. Does a connection need to be there? Absolutely. But does it have to be strong? Not really. Because, I mean, think about how many people have one-night stands. I mean, how emotionally invested can you be in somebody to have a one-night stand with them?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. But there has to be some type of, like, hey, we had a good conversation. You want to give me head? You know what I mean? But
I've had those conversations. I've been there where the vibe is there, everything clicks, and then you're getting the same energy back that you're giving, and so then at that point it's like, I mean, what else needs to be there as far as sex goes? What else needs to be there? Nothing really needs to be there. It's physical attraction. Boom. That's the main component that we need here. But I also feel like it's okay to have sex with somebody and not have an emotional attachment to them. I am the feminist ally I grew up in a single parent home for a long time. You know, for the longest time I was only raised by women. Maybe it's that, but I just feel like the notion that you have to be this prim and proper person and you have to be pure, and you know, you have to be pure in the sight of people and innocent looking, man, fuck that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't I be a whore and that's okay?
Be dirty.
But I think people have an issue with that because people, their perception, other people's perception of them is more important than sexual liberation. But that's...
Oh, hell yeah.
But that's society's fault because society has painted like sex as this nasty, vulgar thing. And at times it can be. And at times it can be. But from a societal standpoint, I just really think it's stupid. You know, if you're having sex with multiple people, you're a nasty person. I hate that.
It depends. Because if you're not being clean, you know, if you raw dogging everybody and not checking yourself, that's nasty. That's wrong. But if you're doing it in a way that you're safe, everybody else is safe, and then you can still be dirty, that's good.
Okay, but, and this is just me playing devil's, this is just me playing devil's advocate for a second. Even if somebody chooses to, I mean, just raw dog everybody, and not a care in the world, doesn't matter. I still don't think that, I think as far as them being nasty goes, I think that's only a matter of opinion, because really at the end of the day, you have to think about that other person that's having sex with them. If you don't care that much to tell the person to protect not just, you know what I'm saying, themselves, but you too, I mean, who are we to judge? Like I said, it's a matter of opinion. But I'm just of the notion, like, just have sex however you want. And like I said, as long as you keep it safe, because I was only playing devil's advocate. I truly believe that, you know what I'm saying? You if you're going to be out here having sex, you're going to have multiple partners, but wear a damn condom. It's not that hard. Yes, okay, God. You don't, the feeling's not there. That's bullshit. I'll tell you what. Before I stopped having sex with condoms, I was having sex with condoms. And I still nut every time. So this whole, the condom don't feel right. Ladies, don't you let these motherfuckers tell you. let me slide the tip. I was about to say, don't let me use the slut. Let me slide the tip in. This tip in line, but I use that.
Well, there's also, what was the other line? Oh, I'm allergic to latex. There's other condoms that aren't latex.
I'm sorry, you gotta prove it to me first.
Go ahead, get a rash.
just rub the condom on your hand real quick. Let me see. See if a bruise, if a rash don't come up, you full of shit. And of course, this conversation is basically is for people who are like, if you're having sex with the same person for the past 20 damn years, obviously it's kind of, we're not talking about you.
Oh no.
Because at that point, y'all should have stopped raw dogging like a million sex sessions ago. So obviously, this isn't for y'all. But this is mainly for the people, for, you know, the single people or the people who are in open relationships. You know what I'm saying? The people who have sex with multiple people, all you gotta do is wrap it up. You know, and even if you, like, if you don't, you, God, you're running a fucking horrible risk.
Not just that. If you're not going to wear a condom, at least make sure that you get tested. And that's coming from Nurse Cat. Tested.
And if you got something, tell somebody. In the realm of all things sex, if there's one thing that I can't stand about it, it's people who have STDs, know they have STDs, don't say a word to people, and just spreading it around like it's free. Those people ought to be shot, because that's fucked up.
That's like mental level. You go to prison for that. You need to go to prison for that, because that doesn't make any sense. Why not tell somebody? Why not disclose that information?
You'll be surprised. You'd actually be surprised how many motherfuckers will actually just not give a fuck. As long as they can wear a condom, and they know if they can wear a condom, they're not going to get none. You got them motherfuckers out there that will not care. But you don't know unless you say something.
Yeah.
And I'm not a nurse, but that's my the more you know moment. So.
Yeah.
We've jumped around. We've, in the span of like 10 minutes, we span like 4 or 5 different subjects.
But I like the fact that most of it, like, the first is about consent and condoms and checking. It's like we have a certain vibe right now.
No, we try to be informative here too. You know, we try to be informative. It can't all be sunshine and rainbows and orgies. All right.
Orgies are fun.
We have to watch our movie every once in a while.
Did you go quiet on me again? Oh no. Eric.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, did you go quiet on me again?
No, I was telling, so with the way this is set up, if I'm talking for too long and my screen goes black, then the mic cuts out. And then I have to cut it back on for you to hear me again. So this is one of those details where we're going to have to, like, when we put our phone, you know, set our phones to record, we have to move our settings to where your phone stays on and it doesn't go into sleep mode.
Mine stays on for like 10 minutes.
Little behind the scenes production meeting for you guys. Like I said, this is our first episode. So trust me, these are going to get much cleaner from here. Well, as far as the, you know,
the subject
of the show, the subject matter is going to get real nasty.
That's
freaking nasty. Yes. So, okay, so let's start this up. I'm saying we've been talking for 20 minutes in, and I'm just about to say let's start this off right. So, if we're going to talk about sex, let's talk about our last sexcapades.
The last of them?
Our last sexcapade. Not ours. Not ours, personally.
I wouldn't say us personally.
No, but I mean our last, you know, your last sex session. Everybody wants to know about yours because you're poly, but I'm poly too. I'm just not in a poly relationship. But yeah, everybody wants to know your stories. Cause I guarantee anybody hearing this that heard you say poly, their ears perked right the fuck up.
I like how you said that, and I'm wearing cat ears today. Yes. Yeah.
And you're wearing cat ears today. Boom. There you go.
I don't know.
You're married. You shouldn't even have to think this long about it.
I know. But I'm not sure if I should disclose it. Certain information.
Oh,
so
well,
you had to think about that.
Hey, you know what? Perfect segue. Patreon.
Oh, yep.
Patreon. So we got to tell you guys about, I promise you, we'll get back. So if it can't be your sex story, at least after I explain this, at least give them the most recent one that you can talk about. But so with this podcast, we're going to have a Facebook page. We're going to have a YouTube page. There's going to be clips that we're going to put up there. We're going to be doing live streams here down the road. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on. But there's going to be some topics and subjects that we're going to touch on that is not Facebook nor YouTube friendly. So that's where our Patreon is going to come in. We're going to set up our Patreon. And trust me, these conversations are going to get wild. But if y'all want... If y'all want the good stuff, because we're going to talk about stuff and there's going to be things that we may start on, but we can't finish because for the sake of, you know, respecting, you know, whoever privacy. We're talking about. Right. Yeah. The privacy is a big thing. Privacy is a very big thing. So anything that we say, oh, okay, no, that has to go on the Patreon. If you're interested in that story, you could go to our Patreon. You could sign up. And that is where all the stories that you can't get on the podcast, you will get on our Patreon. So we'll be announcing that soon, and we'll have all that set up. And we'll even, you know, we'll start early and get some stories. We'll start some, you know, some early good stories in. So by the time we have it set up, when you guys subscribe, we got a couple good ones already there for you. So.
Yes.
Actually, and I have one from a couple of weeks ago that has to go into Patreon. I can't talk about that. I can give like a brief synopsis before the big show, but the big show is going to go on the Patreon. So, guys, keep a lookout for that. But yeah, just tell everybody about the last good one that you had.
There's a lot of good ones.
She said there's a lot of them. I love it.
I don't know. I feel like they all need to go on Patreon, man. I can't. Woo! Woo! It's all out of respect. That's my thing. You know?
Okay. I can understand that. Come on. You got to give up the good stuff.
Okay.
So, and then we have to, and then you know what? I thought about something else. We're gonna have to talk to the. We're gonna have to like talk to some people that we're gonna be talking about. It was like, hey, can I share that story?
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to like just do it and not talk to them about it first.
I think we should at least talk to them first. Just to at least, if nothing else, say like, hey, can I tell this story but keep your name out of it? Or if they don't, well, I feel like we really shouldn't give that type of detail anyway. So we really should just keep it to, you know, just not names or switch names up. I'm big on switching names up. So
I'm probably going to pet name.
Pet name?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work.
Please tell me you know who Little Red would be.
Oh God, no, I don't.
See?
Is that a Patreon story?
That's yes. Patreon.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so then if that's the case, after we're done recording, you're gonna have to tell me that one. Tell me who that would be.
Okay. Also, for the ones who hear the stories and you wanna see a visual, I have an OnlyFans. You know, just that random
This is a horrible time to plug it. This is a horrible time to plug your OnlyFans. You're going to have to put up your explicit
content. Your sound was weird for a second.
I said it's really bad that you're now plugging your OnlyFans and they just said that they're cutting out explicit content in a month.
Actually, I saw that they're not. What's going on is that in a month there's going to be an app for OnlyFans. But because of the app stores, you can't
put explicit content on the app.
Exactly. So you can still use the website.
Oh, shit. So we can keep our OnlyFans up. Nice. Yes, because I have OnlyFans too.
But hell yeah. You know, just for, you know, the extra kinky motherfucker.
Yes. I kind of have a feeling like somebody's gonna ask us to collaborate soon too.
I mean, if there's any females out there that want to collaborate,
I'm all the way. I am one of those people. I enjoy sex. Like, we did not have to collab, and no money has to exchange. If you like having sex, I like having sex. And hey, you want to get put on? Hey, let's get it.
It doesn't even have to be like sex, like extremely sexual. Let me tie you up.
Oh, absolutely. Because I definitely ain't about to have this sex with anybody. But I will tie somebody up real quick.
Let me tie you up. Let me, you know, spank you a little bit. Use a paddle or something.
I graduated to the riding crop.
I like the riding crop
gives it a nice little slapping sound when it hits the ass. I like it. You know, I've never looked at it the same. You know, it's not for horses anymore to me.
Yo, okay. So, story time. Just a little bit. Part of my moving story, actually. So me and a couple of friends were trying to pack up the house and found my riding crop that I never really got a chance to use. We ended up breaking it on each other's asses several times.
Is this you and who I think it is?
Yes, and one other.
Her friend.
Yes.
Ah. Okay. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. That's definitely a Patreon one.
I had a nice little bruise right under my ass. Woo! Yes.
See, here's the, like, I it wasn't until like later on that I started like enjoying getting whipped, like, because for a long time, like, you know, I was a dom, like, I was nothing, I was straight dom. So yeah. For me, I was like, no, I'm gonna hit you, you're not gonna hit me. But then once I discovered I was a switch, and then I got whipped with it, I was like, oh, is this what I've been missing my whole life? I love that shit now. I love it. Whoop my ass. But only black people can do it. Only black people can do it. I can't handle a white girl whooping my ass. Nah, that shit's not gonna happen. I'll be goddamn.
I never think of that.
You say you never think of that?
No. The crazy part is, when me and you were together, you were straight dom.
Huh?
So when me and you were together, you were just straight up a dom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was straight dom. I was straight dom when we were together.
I think I've always been a switch, though.
Maybe I just didn't realize it at the time. Because it's not like I was like really exploring. You know, I wasn't really exploring. I knew who I was. Like, I knew what I liked, but I didn't really like explore my sexuality like that. And then, like, when I really started exploring, that's when I started like finding all the new stuff, like all the new stuff that I love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like, you know what I'm saying? I like getting tied up. I like getting spanked. I like love being choked. Love being choked.
Same.
Like, to the point of blacking out. Like, and that is horrible. I've had to learn over time where my limit is, because I enjoy it so much, I'll be the past the fuck out. I'll be the past the fuck out on somebody.
That's my kink, though. Yes. Choke me till I pass out. And that's, I will...
I love that.
Depending on... Because if I have a dom that does it, that's full on trust. I am trusting you to do that. So it's like, yeah, anybody can do it. But, ooh, when that shit happens, oh, biggest nut.
And then if it's with somebody that you really, really into, You know, do whatever you want. I don't care. Okay. Because you have some
things that I'm really, like, I haven't tried yet.
Like what?
Like knife play. I like the
I love knife play, but for all the wrong reasons. Like, I'll be completely honest. Trauma is the reason why I enjoy knife play. But I didn't even know I enjoyed knife play until like a year ago.
I've always thought about it, but then I'm like, I think everybody around me that I do trust will be too fucking scared.
Oh, no. Nah, you can't. I mean, I don't understand what to be scared about, though. Because it's like, are you afraid that you're going to lose control and just start stabbing me while we're having sex? No. What are you worried about?
I guess too much pressure. Or some people don't like blood. You know, so maybe, I don't know. Fucking scratch me up if no knife scratched me the fuck up somehow.
Yeah, do something like, you know, with me, you don't always necessarily have to draw blood. Like, if you're consistently drawing blood on me, we need to have a conversation. I'll take bruises. I'll take bruises all day long. I'm 6'6", 360 pounds. Trust me, I can handle it. I'm good. But when you
roll, dude,
my ass every day. What's wrong? That's what I'm going to do. What's wrong? What have I done something wrong? Are you suppressing something against me? I sleep with one eye open now, you know, after we have sex, because you cut me. What's going on?
Oh, and then there's multiple times a day. So it is brought out multiple times a day. That's a lot of blood.
That's a lot of fun. And I'm hypersexual as fuck, so I can't even somebody who's like, you want to fuck four times? That's four cuts a day. No. No. You better have some of my blood on standby for a transfusion. You're going to do all that. That shit.
Self-care. Blood transfusion.
Exactly. Self-care. Boom. Gosh, I am going to go see somebody tonight.
Ooh.
We've been talking for a good. We've been talking for a good little bit. I don't know. Like, she's serious. Like, trying to like dig her nails into me, and like, let's make this a thing. Let's make this a thing. Let's make this a thing. And I have told her more than once, like, you know, I'm not there. You know, I've got a lot going on in my life. You know, I have a child. You know, I got a child who, like, consumes 95% of my attention at the time. So it's like, I'm not in a place. And then I haven't been in a legit relationship for so long. I don't think I know how to do it right. Just to be honest, like, I don't know how to relationship anymore because I've been single for so long. So for me, it's like, I am enjoying the hell out of the sex because God knows, let me tell you what, she does some things. She does some things, I'm telling you. She's magical. She's like a unicorn. The thing she can
make
do with
the mouth. Girl.
Yeah, the only thing is that got her that she won a commitment so damn quick, and I'm like, but isn't the sex a fun?
why are you gonna make it difficult?
Why does it have to be more than what it is? Why does it have to be more?
It is. what it is. Leave it.
Hey, I come, you know, I come over, you know, one of us cooks dinner, we have some wine, I blow your back out, I leave. Like, I leave. I don't sit in your bed. I don't crowd a space in your bed when you are so used to having an entire bed to yourself. I'm thinking about you. Why can't you think about me and just keep it sex? That was so bad.
I get no reply to that at all.
You are toxic, Eric.
God.
Hey, first of all, I think I should get a gold sticker for that because, one, I am letting this woman know that I am not relationship material right now. So at least
that is very true. I
know enough of myself to know, hey, I'm not the right one for you right now. So there is that.
That's the responsible part. But damn, you can't say it in a different way.
I'm in front of y'all. Y'all are my people. We can talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can talk. You know, be honest with each other. It's not like I said it to her face. I would not say that to her face. Like, I'm not, you know me. You know me, Kat. You know, I'm nice for the most part. You know, I ain't gonna do nothing like that. But you know, that's what you be thinking in your head sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be wanting to say that. You want to say the shit to them, but you can't because you don't want to hurt their feelings. But don't you just want to look at them sometimes like, why are you touching me so much? Why are you touching me so much? I get that you like me, but why are you touching me so much? You don't have to do all that.
I'm trying to think back from when I was single. God damn. Because cuddle me. It has. It's been almost 4 years, dude. But it's like, yes, cuddle me, touch me, da da da. I'm okay with it. I used to spend the night in I can't say random, but these people's beds. And then, like, the next day, leave and be like, deuces. Because all I wanted was the sex and cuddle.
Yeah, and that's what, like I said, that's, like, where I'm at right now. Like, I am really at this place, like, I've been the relationship guy for so long.
Didn't I tell you to be a hoe?
You did tell me to be a hoe. And so it's like,
I did.
But here's the thing. I'm still not being a hoe. Like, I'm being a hoe, but I'm not being a hoe. Like, I'm not putting myself out there. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm putting myself out there like having sex with a whole bunch of people. I'm not, but.
No, you're not.
But just
smart.
Just me personally. I don't know nobody else. I don't know nobody else that got a person that got a different person for every day of the week. It is not my place to judge, and I don't think anybody else has a right to judge them either. But for me, I'm just not, like, the guy having a stable of women was like such a huge knock to me, because to me that showed insecurity. That showed me insecurity as a man. If you gotta constantly have women around you, like, you're not secure in yourself as a man. So it's like, you know me, I'm a lone rider. You know what I'm saying? I stick to myself. But I mean, do I want to get to a place where I want to do that? Yes, but it also has to be under the right circumstances.
Because you can't do that with everybody.
Yeah.
You can't be that comfortable person, buddy.
No, because then that's how you get taken advantage of. That is exactly how you get taken advantage of. I've been taken advantage of in my life. I refuse to do it again. So, like, for right now, unless somebody, like, shows me something, like, unless something slaps me in the head and is like, I cannot go the rest of my life without you, I'm fucking. I'm fucking. Like, period. And I'm honest and 100 about it. So it's like, I'm a little toxic, but there is growth. I feel like you got to keep a good balance of toxic and good. And I feel like I keep that balance pretty well.
I think so, too. I think so, too, because you're not a complete asshole about it.
No, I'm not a complete, and I wouldn't be a complete asshole about it. Like, if I'm gonna be an asshole about it, it's going to be out of their earshot. It's going to be out of earshot, because I don't like hurting people's feelings like that. So, unless it's a truth that you absolutely need to hear right then to fix a conflict or something like that, no, I'm that guy, like, you give me horrible hemorrhage, well, you're doing great. Yeah, I'm that guy. It's like, your teeth are scraping skin off my dick, and OJ, you just look at me, I'm like, great job. how do you just tell her when she's giving you head, like, you're fucking horrible at this. Like, how do you do that? There's no tactful way to do that.
Are you serious?
I guess I'm being serious. There's no tactful way to tell a woman that she's not good at giving head. Her feelings gonna be
instruct. No. The right woman will understand if she gets butt hurt in the middle of you trying to instruct her to do so for it to feel good, then she shouldn't be doing it. I don't know if that made sense. Shit, I'm hot.
No, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. My only thing is, like, if you tell them, like, hey, I'll give you a perfect example. This one time this woman was giving me head, and like her top teeth kept like scraping the top of my dick. So it's like when she would come off the head, like, you know, like on the head of the dick, like there's that under part, right? Mm-hmm. Yo, her fucking top tooth kept catching that part of my dick. And I let it slide for a couple of times. the fourth time it happened, because it's like, you know how y'all do that thing where you're like, you know, popping out your mouth. She kept doing that.
Yeah.
About that fourth time, she kept hitting the undercarriage of my head. I was like, hey, watch your teeth. She was like, what? I was like, watch your top two, because it's hitting like the head, like it's scraping like the bottom of the head. And she was like, oh no, you're doing too much. And got up, and like she got up and down, like stuck in the car. I was like,
what the fuck?
Did I say something wrong? She was like, how you gonna tell me? She was like, how you gonna tell me how to give head? You gave head before? I was like, no. I was like, but I know that it's uncomfortable when somebody's tooth is like grinding into the head of my dick. And I was like, I wasn't saying you were bad at it. I was just saying, watch your teeth. She was like, nah, it kept the mood. I'm gonna just go. I was like, I ain't saying shit.
No. Okay. See, you didn't do anything wrong in that scenario. Let them know. Like, no, that's, if it's uncomfortable, adjust.
And I did, and that was the thing. Before I even said anything to her, I was like, I was laying down, and so like, I was, you know, I kind of like turned to my side a little bit. It was like fucking her mouth. You know, uh-huh. Like, she wanted control, so I was like, fuck. And then she kept doing it again. So that's why I had to say something. I was like, damn. I was like, it's not like I was telling you you're fucking horrible at this. I was just saying you hurt. You're making me hurt. Stop.
Well, the way she acted, though, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous too. I was like, well, damn, maybe I'm just too nice or something.
No.
If I'd have popped her in the back of the head and said, hey, bitch, do it right, then I'd have been in the wrong, right? Then I'd have been wrong.
I can imagine you popping somebody in the back of the head while they're giving you head.
This is what I do.
This is what you would do.
Oh God, you made me mad enough. God, pop me right in the back of your head. What the fuck you doing? The fucked up part is women are gonna listen to podcasts. I was like, I am never giving this nigga head. Oh shit. Oh man. Hey, what can you do?
I'm literally laughing to the point there's tears. Gonna make my eyeliner fuck up.
Oh God. Can you imagine what our 100th episode is gonna be like? Oh shit.
Lord.
Hey, I tell you what, we hit 100 fucking episodes. I tell you what, we're doing something fucking special.
On YouTube, something.
No, not on YouTube. Are you fucking crazy?
What? Why?
Well, okay, well, no, it's got to be more than that. Come on, we're a sex podcast. We got to give the people what they want.
I'm going to have to figure something out.
Yeah, we'll have to figure something out. Maybe we just do a whole live stream naked and just put it on Patreon.
OnlyFans, what's up?
Oh shit, OnlyFans, that's right. Yeah, right. Oh. OnlyFans about to jump. For real.
All the links to everything will be under wherever we post it.
Okay, so first of all, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to take the recording from here. I don't know if I can. Shit. I have to check YouTube. So I have to check YouTube and see if this can go up there. I'm pretty sure it can. I'm pretty sure.
I'm thinking some things may need to get bleeped.
Oh, there's a lot of shit I'm bleeping. Let me see, when I edit this bad boy, there's a lot of shit I'm bleeping out.
It can be Facebook, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what we'll do is we might have to make the Facebook page private. We may have to make it private. Because with the people that are going to listen to this podcast and enjoy it, they're probably going to have a mindset like ours where they'll just want to talk about sex all day. And we can't really like leave an opening, you know, for like, you know, younger people to get in and like listen to it. So we're going to have to like make the Facebook page itself private.
Yeah. And then just do like security questions.
Yeah, definitely. You know, but it's got to be, you know, we have to make the sex cool. We have to make the questions like only sex fiends would know. that's how we know we're getting true members of our tribe. They got to answer questions that only like sex fiends like you and me would know the answer to.
Question. Do you remember what's the first kinkiest shit you've ever done?
The first kinkiest thing I've ever done. I know the kinkiest thing that I've ever done so far, but it's definitely a Patreon one. I'll give y'all the second one, though. I'll give y'all the second one, though. First one, no, that's definitely for Patreon. The second freakiest thing I've done.
Not the freakiest thing. The first kinky thing you've ever done. like the first time you used, okay, for mine.
Okay.
I was definitely underage when I started my kinky shit.
Heathen.
I think I was like 16, 17 years old. You and said
16? Oh my God. First of all, 16 is not even enough for, okay, that's young, but like, you talking to somebody who know people that lost their virginity at 10. So like, you get an applause for making it to 16.
No. I lost my virginity at 13. But my first kinky thing?
The whole thing. I know people lost my virginity. Oh, no, I lost mine at 13. Well, you fucked up the whole thing.
Anyway, my first kinky event, basically, was me being 16. And I looked over in the room and there was a lit candle. I'm like, pour the shit on me. I don't know. I've never seen it before. I just was like, pain, give it now. At the age of 16. Big ass yes. candle going up and down my body.
Daddy issues much?
Fuck you!
Well, first of all, fuck you, because I have daddy issues too, okay? This isn't a situation where I'm a white person calling you a nigga. Like, I've been there. Like, I've been there. I know the struggle. I'm with you. I know the struggle.
It literally was a instant reaction. I didn't even think about it. It just came out of my mouth. I'm like, oh.
Like, whoa.
May have touched a little nerve. I don't know.
I felt like I did.
Subconsciously somewhere.
Okay, so kinkiest thing, 19, I had a threesome.
Ooh.
I didn't know if I was going to say it or not. That's why I said it like, no, it's just, yeah, I'm going to say it. Yeah, that's the second kickiest thing that I've done. It was me, another guy, and a female. So yeah, that was cool.
That sounds like a good time right now.
It was fun. I can't even front. It was fun. Like. There's no better feeling of bonding when like you and a friend are fucking another girl, and like y'all know y'all giving her the business and y'all just high five in the middle of that shit. That's when you know, like that's the bonding experience.
Oh, I can only imagine, and then you being tall.
Oh, okay. So here's. It had to be set up in a weird way because the bed was high, the girl was short. So my homeboy's laying in the bed. He's laying in the bed and he's like, she's giving him head. Her legs are hanging off of the bed and I'm fucking her. That's a visualization.
That literally doesn't sound comfortable.
Well, it was comfortable for me because the bed was the right height. Like, it's not like I had to stand on my tippy toes and perk or anything. Like, she was just like right there. Perfect. So it was good. So I was good. I don't know about him. I didn't care.
No, I was talking about her.
Oh, yeah, but what? I mean, only because I was fucking her. Sorry. It's not priority. Shit. Woo. Okay, so we are at 59 minutes and 40 seconds. So we probably got another 5 minutes before it cuts off on us. So We're going to go ahead and wrap this up right now. If you've listened to this all the way through,
thank you.
Therapy. I hope you don't need therapy, but thank you for listening. We hope that you listen to us again, even if you don't. Sorry we couldn't keep your attention, but thank you for listening anyway. Like I said, we're going to have the Patreon set up. We're going to have people, we're going to have guests come in. We're going to have sex therapists. We're going to have state therapists coming through, you know, just for sex, but also mental health. I think sex and mental health, you know, in a way it kind of works hand in hand together. So it's not just going to be a show all about freaking nasty sex. I feel like this got to be informative too, because that's just how I am. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
Exactly.
Give them your socials. Yes.
Well, we have Twitter already set up with the Kink Corner podcast as the name. And my OnlyFans, little feisty one. I don't know what else. Did we even start Instagram? Maybe.
Yeah, we definitely need to start an Instagram.
Absolutely. You got to find us on everything. It's going to be the same name. The Kink Corner Podcast.
That's right. My socials, you can find me on Fat Life Don Betty, sir. You can find me. What's my OnlyFans name?
I think. I don't know. I don't want to give the wrong name out.
Okay. So I'll give y'all my OnlyFans next time, because it's actually, I only think it's up right now because there's still like some legal stuff that I have to get straight before they open my account back up. So, but you can find me on Facebook, Eric Bad News Phillips. You can also find me on Instagram, lineage_of_excellence. And hey, you can catch me right here on the Kink Corner Podcast for today and many days to come. Woo! It's the first show, girl. Aren't you excited?
I am so excited. I'm so high right now, too. I didn't even realize you were doing links. I thought you were saying, like, for us.
Huh?
I'm confused.
Oh, my gosh. When I would talk about all our links, like, how can the people reach you?
Oh! What? All right. I'm on.
She's high. You got to see her.
I'm on Twitter with Lil Feisty Cat. I'm on Instagram with Mixed Kit Kat. Let's see. What else do I have? I don't know. You don't have to figure it out for yourself. Just find the cat somewhere.
You know what? If you like us that much, be stalkers and look for us. Show us you really care. Stalk us. Oh, man, but that's on top of the day. We are out of here. I am Eric Kit Kat.
Hi.
Off until next time. Love you, baby cakes.
Love you too, Sally. Bye.
We out.